You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome back. Third hour, Monday edition, Dana and Parks. We will get back to the apartment story here in just a moment. Sad news out of the world of music. Tito Jackson, who is a member of the Jackson Five, obviously brother to Michael Jackson, died over the weekend at the age of 70. He apparently suffered a heart attack while driving from New Mexico to Oklahoma.
Oh, God.
He was driving when he apparently had a heart attack. The family, his three kids writing on Instagram, "It is with heavy hearts that we announce that our beloved father, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Tito Jackson, is no longer with us. We are shocked, saddened, and heartbroken."
And how old was he again?
70.
Did he go on to do musical things? Because he was the one that was sort of left out of the group at one point, wasn't he?
I think he put one or two solo records out. They never went anywhere.
Jermaine had a couple of hits.
Yep. Jermaine, obviously Janet, but she wasn't in the Jackson 5.
LaToya, please let's not forget the Psychic Friends Network.
Wait, am I the only one that didn't just automatically assume that Janet Jackson was part of the Jackson family? I just assumed that Jackson was such a popular name that they had no relation.
That Michael and Janet Jackson weren't brother and
sister?
Not
even kidding you. I heard that on the news this morning, and I was like, I am an absolute idiot.
Oh, my God.
Because I had no idea. I never connected the dots.
Well, it's
that Janet is Michael's much younger sister.
Much younger.
I never connected the dots.
But it's from the 1900s. So, you know.
Can we not call it the 1900s like it's the 1600s? Please, Dan. We're not that old.
It is a generation ago.
Did you guys also see over the weekend during the Ravens game, they did an entire tribute to number 12? And so then I start doing this deep dive on number 12, like they had everyone lined up on the field. It was all this thing that was to honor Jacoby Jones, who I had forgotten a few months ago, dead at the age of 40. And I started looking into it. I was like, how did he die at age 40? I mean, clearly was in great health, right? I mean, he's a football player. Cardiovascular disease.
Really?
Cardiovascular disease.
For a professional athlete.
Yes.
For a former professional athlete.
I thought, my God, that would have to be genetic, wouldn't it?
I would think so. Yeah.
And then last thing I will say about football, but I'm obsessed.
Okay.
Did you see all of the memes after Xavier Worthy walked into the game? First of all, he had the greatest suit on you've ever seen. The sharpest gray with matching gray suit shorts.
Yes.
I mean, I love that look.
Really?
Oh my God. He looked like Gucci outfitted him. He looked amazing. I did not realize how tiny
he's
Xavier Worthy is.
He's skinny.
Do you know what he weighs?
120.
That's like
5'11", 165.
Yeah,
he is tiny.
How can you be in the NFL and weigh 160? I did not realize, you know, because when they're down on the field, they've got their pads on, and, you know, it's not like we're seeing him standing next to Travis Kelce by a scale or something. I don't realize how tiny he was. The memes over the weekend and the tweets about that, someone wrote literally on Twitter, Chiefs, why y'all not feeding Xavier Worthy?
I'm sure he can eat whatever he wants.
He's just the tiniest, fastest thing ever. And then my sweet Fabio dropped the ball, but just once, and he came back and did just fine after that.
Well, now he's going to be Fabio number one.
Yeah.
Although, did you guys see?
Pacheco out.
They're bringing Kareem Hunt back
all
for
right,
a visit.
I saw somebody tease online today that guess what's going to happen now
that
Pacheco's out. You think he's coming back?
It has been confirmed through multiple NFL sources, the ones that know what they're talking about.
We have to have somebody.
He is coming to Kansas City for a visit tomorrow.
To work out.
Refresh my memory. Is he dragged the girl out of the elevator guy?
He's one of them. And
or beat the woman in the elevator guy.
His, you know, not that we're ranking violence and breaking the laws, but
I think he's the one that tossed a woman out of the hotel room and
the fact that there are so many that we don't remember is sad.
Okay, but no. I'm going to stop you right there. If this is the case that I'm thinking about, she was not supposed to be up there, was not invited, started throwing a fit, and he shoved her out of the room and said, "Get out of here."
Very violently, he did.
Like, get the hell out.
Now remember,
you're not supposed to be here.
He wasn't booted from the team for his actions.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do with his actions. What he was booted from the team for was when they asked him about it. He said, "I didn't do it." And then footage came out.
He lied about it.
He lied to the owners and said, "I didn't do it. What are you talking about?" And then the camera footage came out and they were like, okay, well, if you're not going to be honest with us.
I do remember that. All right. So we have to have somebody because Pacheco's down. Hollywood Brown's out for a year.
Yep. A whole year.
It's Pacheco's fibula, I think I read.
That's at least 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Before we get to the apartment story again, can we get back to the breaking news that Sam didn't know that Michael and Janet Jackson were brother and sister?
Still stuck on that?
I mean, Jackson is a common name.
Okay.
I got to
be honest, my head exploded this morning when they said that.
All right, get back.
I can't. I'm completely stuck on the fact he did not know that.
I was like, really? Fact, that makes a lot of sense.
Fun fact, Janet Jackson also appeared in what sitcom as we were growing up in the late 70s, early 80s?
Good Times.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. How did you know that but did not know she was Michael's sister?
Sorry, I don't assume they're all related.
She also appeared for a brief time in Different Strokes.
Not getting hustled, not getting hustled, keeping your head above water.
Great point from the text line. Samuel L.'s not part of the family.
That is accurate.
That's a good point.
Samuel L. is not
part of the Jackson clan.
Part of the Jackson
that
clan.
That includes Michael and Janet.
What a strange group.
Very musically driven family.
Very musically driven. But I mean, there are, let's be honest, LaToya, I don't feel like that elevator went all the way up to the top.
She made an album once. They all did. And she was also on the
Psychic
Network.
Friend Circuit.
Yeah.
Right. Got it.
All right. 913-586-7798. We'll get to the apartment story here in just a minute because three of the four members of the show live in apartments, and I know a lot of listeners do too. 913-586-7798. Prepare for mine to be blown again, Samuel. Janet Jackson claimed in an interview once with the BBC that she is distant cousins with Samuel Jackson, Stevie Wonder, and Tracy Chapman.
So the Jacksons are all related.
Mm-hmm.
I won't throw another one out there.
Please don't.
Aren't we all related?
Yes.
Somewhere. You know.
Somehow.
Yeah.
All right, tell your apartment story real quick.
Well, it's not an apartment, but if it was, let's say it's a condo. Or I don't care what you want to call it.
It's a loft.
I am a new
call it what it is.
Communal dweller, people, and I love it.
We only eat blue cheese up here.
That is correct. We have our own Gabbagino machine. And
it's true. I've seen it.
It's
That's
lovely.
That's why the rent's
it's
so high.
Absolutely lovely. But, you know, I noticed a few weeks ago there was some noise above me and I thought, God, that's weird. I've lived here 6 months or five, whatever it is. And I had never noticed noise before. And I thought, I don't know if someone new moved in or maybe they're doing aerobics or
somebody causing a ruckus. Huh?
It was a ruckus directly above me.
Can you describe it?
And so I've noticed over the last few weeks that whoever has moved in is trying out for Lord of the Dance. The dance. frequently they are rehearsing their Irish dancing. And so I was just saying to Sam, like, I'm sure that's normal because I'm just not used to having, you know,
noise.
And we had all hardwood floors in my house in Leawood. And so from time to time when the kids were younger, they'd be wrestling upstairs. And I remember going, cut it out, you know, because hardwood floors echo, right?
Yeah.
I just don't know, like, what is the protocol, Dan and Sam, when it comes to, you know, the noise? Do you say, could you maybe not practice your clogging?
Well, what you could do is first go meet your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say, hi, how are you? I just moved in downstairs. Nice to meet you.
And directly below you, where your feet are clogging.
And then once you've established some rapport.
So you want me to be fake nice for a few weeks?
No, I want you to be actually nice.
For about 30 seconds, not a few weeks.
Have you ever talked to a neighbor about anything like that, Dan?
Oh, yes. Sometimes it's pets. Sometimes they're moving furniture. And I live...
Sometimes they're trying to make babies.
Oh, there's one.
We had one in Lawrence.
I didn't even thought about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Humans make all kinds of noises in all kinds of ways.
Right.
Yeah. And if you're living in a building with a bunch of other people,
yeah,
you know,
it happens.
Yeah.
Now, the ultimate non-confrontational way to deal with this is to take a broomstick and put like a blanket over the top and then just hit the ceiling a bunch of times.
Well, there's going to be a bunch of holes in the ceiling soon.
But, yeah, if you do that the wrong way, then you're going to be calling maintenance and trying to explain to them why there's a bunch of holes in your ceiling.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you have done the deed where, Sam, you knock and you're like, sorry.
I at 3 a.m. every time. Now, I knew my neighbors. I didn't know them personally. I didn't know their names, but I knew who was in the apartment. And I didn't feel threatened by them, having known that. And so I went up and just said, hey, guys, knock it off. And it was a pretty regularly occurring thing. And it sounded like they were bouncing bowling balls and throwing furniture at each other.
At 3:30 in the morning?
Well, it would start at about 10:30 at night.
Oh,
boys.
Gosh.
What were they bouncing?
They were having a party. They were dancing.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were celebrating. There was a copious amount of alcohol involved. They offered me alcohol every time they answered the door. And I said, no, but if you could stop jumping or doing backflips.
Was it the song Jump Around?
No.
Jump Around, Jump Up, Jump Up, and Get Down?
Might as well have been.
Got it.
But they were very nice about it. They would apologize, and then they wouldn't stop. And then 30 minutes later, I'd go back up and be like,
do you mind?
Hey, wait, seriously? They wouldn't stop?
No. I'd be like, hey, remember 30 minutes ago when I was up here?
Remember me?
I mean, that's
just here, still in my boxers.
That gets annoying. But, you know, there's going to be just regular noises as long as, you know, you're cognizant of your neighbors and they're cognizant of you. And,
okay.
You know, quiet hours after 10 p.m., etc.
I've seen your loft. It's very nice. I'm sure that this person upstairs is pleasant. And
you know I'm non-confrontational.
I know.
Make
so
them a
instead
hot
of,
dish.
Instead of knocking on the door, I'm just going to tell like 50,000 people at once.
Grab a broom.
Maybe let them figure it out.
How about,
she was talking about us on the radio,
gift card to Carpet Center?
Or a gift card for socks.
Yes.
Or just a general reminder to cut it out.
With Carpet Center. I think they need rugs. I think they need a lot of rugs.
You're a wonderful writer.
Yes.
Write up a wonderful letter. Non-confrontational.
Absolutely.
Nothing but nice and kind words. Hey, I've seen you on your balcony.
Yep.
I understand that it's not your fault. You got things going on. If you could knock it off, that'd be great.
You're also very good at writing fake commercials.
Oh, I could do that.
So
sure.
Here's an idea. Write a fake commercial and then put a sticky note on their door saying a message will be sent to you on 98.1 KMBZ at 4:36 this afternoon.
I'll put a potted plant out on the balcony.
Okay.
Like during Watergate. Okay. And if the plant is there, please stop clogging.
Does this happen every...
It's every day.
...day at a certain time?
It's all day. Every day.
All day?
I do not miss that kind
of... Here's the thing with my ears.
Arrangement.
Once I have something in my ear...
You know that, Dan.
You know when you eat and you make that sucking noise. It drives me crazy, and I've told you that. And you've stopped, and I appreciate it.
I just don't eat around you.
when I talk, it annoys her, so I just stop doing that.
Yeah. That noise you make with your mouth?
Yeah. Now,
when my lips move and words come out of it.
There is a great point from the text line. In Dan and I's situations, you know, management's not necessarily involved.
No.
How are they at your situation?
Delightful, but I'm not going to be that person.
Have you considered going down to management and being like, hey, we've got a bowling alley upstairs that I didn't know about when I signed up for the apartment?
Realize.
I know I've been here 15 minutes, but could you do something for me?
No, you know what you're going to laugh at? My entire tactic was going to be just to move. Just give me.
Oh my God!
I swear to you. Just give me one on the top floor. I swear to you. Last night I thought, you know what? It's easier for Dana to just move than it is.
Assuming there's a loft up there.
To knock on someone's door and say, you know, my God, you're about to drive me crazy. It's easier just to move.
What floor are you on?
Not the top floor.
Mm-mm. Somewhere in the middle.
So maybe somebody below you is like, man, I really wish you would knock it off.
That's true. But I'm not loud, Dan. Well, during a Chiefs game, maybe. Like, I was yelling during the game. But
or any KU game, basketball, football.
Are the Royals playing well?
I feel like during a Chiefs game, it's...
Yes.
You can just let loose.
Yep. Everyone will know what's going on.
What if the person below you works at night and they sleep during the day?
Great point from the text line. There's a lot of 55-plus communities around here.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay. For the mature woman, Sam.
Just get on the waiting list.
Where no one makes any noise. You know why? Because they've stopped breathing. Maybe I should just go to one of those places.
Word. Oh, my mom lives in one of those places.
You just
escalated.
My mom lives in a 55 and over
moving into a retirement community. Oh,
it's
my God.
It's not a retirement community.
What else do you call that?
No kids. They don't. That's the whole thing. They don't want kids.
Uh-huh. Meals are included.
Yeah.
You know what could...
I'll take the tapioca pudding.
I think the easiest thing to do...
is move.
Is make a little hot dish... mm-hmm. And take it upstairs and say, hi, I'm your new neighbor right below you. I wanted to say hello. Here's a casserole.
If you need help with your laundry, they'll help you.
Mm-hmm. Here's a
913-586-7798. It is always unusual, difficult, having to approach people that you don't know and complain about them.
Even if it's your neighbor, like where I lived in Leawood, I had a neighbor once come over to me, so nice, and I loved her. And she said, oh my gosh, I hate to complain, but your daughters have been over in my backyard. And is there any way you could just ask them not to move the rocks that we had very specifically landscaped in that order? And I remember just being mortified. I was like, Ann, I am so sorry. I did not know they were playing hide and seek back there. And she goes, they're just so cute. I love watching them. But like, we did have those professional installed. And I'm like, no, say no more.
All right. 913-586-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Is this what might be happening at your place?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. We are discussing that awkward conversation. If you live in an apartment or a loft or any sort of communal place, and you have a neighbor who is being very loud or dancing on the ceiling in the middle of the night, how do you approach it? You want to be nice about it, but you're kind of annoyed. 913-586-7798. Josh in North Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, guys. So Dana, just a couple minutes ago, she said how she's non-confrontational. I'd just like to take a quick trip down memory lane with you guys, throw out a disclaimer. She's non-confrontational as long as there's not a man standing in a parking spot, saving the parking spot for another car who apparently looks like he enjoys his mess.
That's true.
By the way, Josh, he did enjoy his meth, and he stole that parking spot from my disabled mother. You know, I can't go to that A-Loft without remembering that story. And I was just there last week because that's where my favorite Erica... McKenzie plays guitar. Yeah. And I literally walked by and said, well, there's the enjoy your meth spot.
One of the greatest lines you've ever
had. Is he still standing there?
Nope.
Oh, good.
No, Sam. You know why? Because he's out somewhere enjoying his meth.
Yeah.
He's on a quest.
Enjoy your meth.
To get more meth.
913-586-7798. And
it was a Camaro.
Did you just say quest?
I did.
Like La Quinta? Ann in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello, Ann.
Ann? Are you enjoying your meth?
Scott.
And going once.
Okay. She was going to say that there was someone living near her that was making noise.
She was going to say, I'll just read
after
it.
A new relationship blossomed.
I had forgot that they wanted to be anonymous. Anne is not her name.
I had a deaf neighbor who had a new boyfriend connect the dots. Okay. I don't get it.
Really? You want me to explain it for you?
No. The only time I've ever had an issue, and I've told you this story before. Sean and I, we weren't married yet, but I know we were engaged. And we got this steal of a deal, three-bedroom apartment at 5th and Colorado in Lawrence.
Oh.
And, I mean, it was pennies on the dollar. And a nice, decent apartment. It was right next to the yacht club.
Yeah.
And some new guys, that was... the first neighbor upstairs, that was the person we were absolutely convinced was trying to have a baby. Every night.
Multiple times per week.
Every night. We even, all the three bedrooms were all the same size, and we originally were sleeping in the room below hers. We moved our bedroom across the hall because she was so obnoxious at night.
Wow.
Then they moved out, and we were like, oh, thank God.
The baby makers have left.
Yes.
Vacated the premise.
And three college men moved in.
Yeah, gotta watch what you ask for.
Yeah, no kidding. Those were the guys who would play the music so loud. And we went up there one time together, And we were just like, hey, this is too much. That stereo is right. way too loud at 8, 9 o'clock at night. And I was working in morning radio at the time. And
now
was
get off
up
my lawn.
At 3 o'clock. So they're like, yeah, no problem. Then they started throwing hamburger meat down onto our patio.
Right.
Then we went to management.
Yeah. Because now you have like, flies.
This is over.
You have rotting flesh.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What's worse, noise or foul smells between those walls? I don't have anything like that. They're spaced out enough that you don't smell anything ever. But like if you were cooking constantly, like burning popcorn or
But you can change the smell in your own place.
Yeah.
Like you can light candles or get air freshener. You can't stop the noise.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And so, oh.
My apartment building always smelled like one thing.
Weed.
From the day we moved in.
Oh,
yeah.
There is a zero tolerance cigarette or weed policy where I stay. Zero. To the point that there was one email sent, and this was months ago, that said, we have narrowed this down to a floor, and there is no warning. You will just be kicked out. And it also said you are responsible for your guests. Like, if it's not you, and you just, like, have a buddy over that's like, hey, let's light up.
What at your place, obviously, we're not going to give the name out. Where do cigarette smokers go?
They don't.
There's no
zero.
There's no designated for like cigarettes.
No.
No designated smoking place.
It is a completely smoke-free environment.
Wow.
When we toured our apartment, we opened the elevator door and are just immediately smacked in the face by skunk. And the lady goes, it doesn't always smell like this. And I looked at her and said, sure. Please show us our unit.
Liar.
Sure it doesn't.
Were her pupils dilated?
A little red.
Was it her?
No.
The manager? Let me do this. I'm not getting any money for this, but it is something I do want to pass along. Somebody wrote in, and I talked about it just briefly the day after Stella passed. And somebody says, what was the name of the service that Scott used for Stella? And I got it from a neighbor down the street, Jody, because I'll never forget. Can I tell your part of the story here? Dana had to put Odie down like 2 weeks prior. And I remember I was at home and we had made the decision that Stella's time had come. And I was just going to take her to the vet. And there's nothing wrong with Stella's vet. He's a great guy. But I pick up the phone and Dana is absolutely crying her eyes out. She had just put Odie down. And you said to me, if you remember, promise me that Stella will be put down at home. And I said, well, yeah. And you go, promise me. And I said, okay, I promise. So I went and found this service. And they'll come over to your home. They're very, very professional, very compassionate. And it doesn't make the loss any easier. Okay. But I'm so grateful that Dana told me to do this. And then I went out and found a name of the company, and they're called Lapse of Love. And the doctor or vet, whatever, comes over to your house. I'm not going to get into the whole process, but it's very
peaceful.
Peaceful is a good word. Calming and just incredibly compassionate during one of the worst times of your life. Again, it's Lapse of Love if you want to check them out. And I'm not getting paid for this at all. They're not a client. I'm not their endorser. Nothing. Anyway, so that's that. After the 4 o'clock hour, check that 5 o'clock hour. We're going to talk again about Casey Superman. He's back in town after being arrested recently. And I'm not familiar with this man, but I know the two of you are.
Yes, you are.
I don't think I've ever seen him.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes, you have. He's like that's my Dylan's guy in Lawrence.
Well, I know. We talked about that last
week. You see him everywhere.
But I don't know that I've ever seen him. I certainly would have remembered him.
I mean, I wouldn't have seen him if I hadn't worked radio promotions and was constantly set up outside of big events. But
yeah.
He made a name for himself by running around big events. And
has he ever been to a KMBZ event that you're aware of?
I think maybe he's more of a 6'10 guy.
I was working for fan. The Wolf at the time.
Okay. All right. 913-586-7798. Dan's got the news coming up at 5 o'clock. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott. You're on KMBZ. Story here from thestreet.com. Staff working at Mammoth Cave must have had enough of the bad-mouthing and decided they were going to fight back, with its own social media post saying that a world of regret awaits anyone who chooses to come there. Pretty witty. The National Park Service working out of Mammoth Cave wrote in a Facebook post, "Come experience what has disappointed millions of people for more than 225 years. Mammoth Cave National Park recently rated as one of the most disappointing U.S. tourist attractions. While we think the world's longest cave system in more than 4,000 years of human history is amazing, others find that the cave is very dark and that there is nothing cool here to see." Wow.
The sarcastic post continues to describe, quote, unfulfilling parts of the parks and things one can do there, such as stalagmites?
Stalagmites.
What are those?
I think, aren't they?
Wait, hold on. You guys just made fun of me for not knowing that Janet Jackson was part of the Jackson 5
family.
Do I
look like a geologist? I don't even know what that is.
Stalagmites and stalactites? That's like third grade geology.
Aren't they the things that come from this?
They are the pointy rocks that
come
out of the top, dripping out of the top of the cave.
And Captain Encyclopedia is claiming his throne.
There are also 80 miles of hiking and horseback riding trails. And speaking of stalagmites or whatever you call them,
stalagmites.
On my way to St. Louis, we saw all of the, you know, well, it's like porn, Jesus saves, and then check out the caverns. Porn, Jesus saves, check out the caverns. Those are all the billboards. Mm-hmm. I have never been to the fantastic caverns or any of the caves, and I might have to put that on my list now as a mature woman.
The fantastic caverns, well, the fantastic caverns are perfect for the mature woman because you're in a Jeep the whole time.
It's a ride.
It is not what you want to do if you're trying to go cave dwelling.
I'm not. Do I look like a cave dweller?
No,
well, the
you
fantastic
do not.
Caverns are great for you.
Time to go spelunking.
Bring your tapioca pudding.
What's splunking again?
Quoting here from Mark Thornberry,
cave exploring.
Age 61. Yeah. "I've been disappointed in this place since I was six." Pun fully intended. "I don't know why I keep coming back."
Now, based on the words themselves, because you guys didn't even know what they were, which ones do you think come from the ceiling and which ones do you think form on the ground?
Ooh, this will be good.
You've got stalagmites and stalactites.
I would say stalagmites are the ones that come out of the ceiling of the cave.
I'm going to go mites are on the ground and tights are up top.
Dana, you got it.
Boom!
Because they hold tight to the ceiling.
Got it.
Do they stalag?
Pretty sure that was not in the consideration when they came up with the name, Dan. But love it. Love it.
You guys over there.
Okay. Have you seen,
yep,
not to bring everybody down, but they're the haunting final photo of the Titan submersible. Okay, I thought when that thing imploded, it imploded into 96 gajillion pieces.
Apparently not.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Contraire, yep, mon frère. There is a photo of what looks like half of that sunken egg-shaped thing eerily just resting on the ocean floor 12,500 feet below.
So it was
where it will stay forever.
It was a very structurally sound piece of equipment. It was one seam that was not structurally sound.
Well, all it takes is one when you're down that far.
That is correct.
And I don't know that I would agree with you that it was structurally sound. All of the other submersible people that took a hard pass on this particular exploration said they took a hard pass because they did not think it was safe to go that far down.
There is...
Wasn't there like a game console joystick?
Yeah.
Well, it was a controller similar to a PS3 controller,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is no amount of money that you could pay me to get on a submarine of any kind. If I was in the Navy,
Can you install doorways that 6'5" people can walk through?
No.
Then I'm out.
Investigators also revealed the Titan suffered dozens of problems during previous trips, including 70 equipment issues in 2021, 48 issues in 2022.
Police in Bedford, Ohio say officers realized an 8-year-old girl had driven herself to Target after taking her mom's car. According to WJW, Bedford police received a call about a missing child. They later received a call concerning a small child driving east on Rockside Road. Police located the vehicle at a Target with the little girl shopping inside. The girl also...
She went inside... I don't know what's worse. The fact that she took off driving in her mom's car. The fact she went to a Target by herself.
The girl also told police that she struck a mailbox during her trip. which was estimated to be about 10 miles between her home and the store.
10 mm-hmm. miles. Did you ever, because the statute of limitations has long passed here, take a parent's car without permission when you were well under the driving age?
No way in hell.
Sam?
Not my parents' car.
Mm-mm. You're such a liar. A buddy's car?
I was definitely in the vehicle when it went down.
But it wasn't not your my parents' car. I never did it, but I think my brother did.
I learned,
at age 12, I think he did.
I learned to drive in a friend's car when I didn't have a license.
Okay, but a lot of people do that. If you're on back roads or whatever.
No, this was right down Main Street in Lansing.
Which is a back road.
Oh!
Wow.
Unfair.
How at 8 years old do you even...
How do you reach the pedals?
Reach the pedals.
I don't know.
Honestly, though, she probably was like, I see mom do it all the time.
And it's I couldn't... When I was a kid... Long before I ever started to drive, I used to ask my dad, and I could never figure this out. How do you know where everything is?
Yeah.
Like, how do you remember the path? You know, obviously, now that I'm an adult, I'm a mature man.
Mm.
I don't ever have to look up, you know, unless it's a place I've never been. I know exactly how to get to the plaza. I know exactly how to get to downtown. I know exactly how to get to, you know, College and Row or whatever. I could never figure out, though, as a kid, how adults could memorize all these
before GPS.
Yeah,
they just knew where to go.
Well, some can and some can't. I mean, there are still people who have lived in Kansas City their entire life who still use a GPS to get from point A to point B.
I do just because it's easier. Generally, I know where I'm going. Generally,
she was. Police said they let the 8-year-old finish her frappuccino.
She bought a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
Wait,
who served coffee to an 8-year-old?
I was going to say that's worse than the rest of the story.
Dan has the news coming up in 2 minutes. He is Sam Stevie the Third. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Don't forget to check out our podcast. Every hour of every show is put up as a podcast immediately after the hour airs. And you can find the podcast, the Dana and Parks podcast, at KMBZ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.